Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. How about a live call-in show? This one was recorded this past Sunday night, November 1st, 2020. We get calls from Wade. He's just back from Walt Disney World last week. We talked to Felicia. She's trying to pick a great resort for that first night where she, you know, we have that problem sometimes. You got to go a day early because the flights are cheaper. So we have that discussion. Of course, Alfred calls and we talk about all the changes to the shows and more down at Walt Disney World. Lots of other discussions as well. Don't forget three sponsors of the show, themagicforless.com. Let them book your next Walt Disney World vacation. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge shout out to all of our patrons. If you would like to become a patron and get some extra content in your week, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show. I am Mike Rollman, host of the Be Our Guest Podcast and your host for the next hour here on the show. We're going to be talking Disney. We're going to have news at the top of the show here in just a second. But taking your calls in about 10 minutes at 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Don't forget, today's show and all shows are always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out their website over at themagicforless.com. Great trip planning tools to help you get started on planning your next Disney vacation. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. And you'll be planning a great trip. And don't forget, right now, you can ask Maggie if she is still in the chat right now. You can save lots of money on early 2021 Walt Disney World room only and packages. Maggie saved literally thousands of dollars on three rooms today. And the savings are significant, so it might entice you to go down between January and April. Got a lot going on, right? You got the Festival of the Arts. You got the beginning of the Flower and Garden Festival. Great weather. Hopefully spring training will be going on down in Florida at that time. We'll have to see. Either way, get down there and have an escape for the beginning of 2021. The prices, really, I haven't seen them like this since I've been a travel agent for 9 years. So just drop by and fill out the quote form, and I'll get back to you if you mention the show. You and I work together. So check them out at themagicforless.com. All right, let's go over to themouseforless.com, our associated website that Ricky takes care of. And we are going to go through the news. And we have four stories to talk about tonight at the top of the show. And you've probably seen some of this by now, but let's just recap quickly. We have new Walt Disney World entrance signs coming soon to meet guests. Now, I'm sure that you have many, many pictures, either from a Magical Express bus or maybe from your car, of driving under the large gates, either coming in from the Western Way, maybe coming in over by Disney Springs. It's a magical time. It's where the street signs, you know, turn from green to purple, and you know you have arrived. So I have so many pictures of these gates. Actually, when I run the parking lot over at Pop Century, there's one right on the other side of the trees right there. If you peek through, you can see that over by the 90s buildings in the parking lot. But they are going to be repainted, and they are going to look, I'm trying to describe it because it's an audio podcast, but if you're watching the video, you can see it right now. Blue is going to be the dominant color, and it's going to, of course, have Mickey on one side, Minnie on the other, and it's going to be, you know, trying to be consistent with the new royal makeover of Cinderella Castle at the Magic Kingdom, and it really does kind of pop, and you'll also be seeing this at the Auto Plaza, so I think it's nice. When you have changes like this, what it does for me is that it shows that, you know, I'll have new pictures, hopefully, of these new signs, and I'll know that kind of this is a new era of my Disney trips. So I can look back and say, oh, gosh, that was from like the 90s to 2020. And then moving forward, oh, that's when they changed the signs. Now they're blue. So that'll be kind of fun. It's always fun to have something different. Not anything big, but something different. Now, more importantly, forget signs, right? Let's talk donuts. Donuts and cold brew. We have Everglaze donuts and cold brew coming to Disney Springs. How about that? A donut shop. Kind of like City Works over at Universal. Ricky says, we all love a good treat here and at the Mouse for Less, and this shop will soon be found at Disney Springs. It's going to definitely be on our must-stop list here soon. Everglaze donuts and cold brew was recently announced, and this shop will specialize in fantastically delicious donuts as well as delectable coffee treats. Everglazed. Will specialize in both yeast and cake donuts that are handcrafted and baked hot and fresh daily. Oh my God, my mouth's watering. As well as an assortment of cold brew lattes and coffee cocktails, as well as sweet yet savory sandwiches. Here's a look at some of the delicious donuts they offered. Please do not look at the picture on the screen if you are hungry. You know what? I got to be here for this media event. I don't beg Pam to go to every media event, but when Disney Springs in 2016, they kind of rebranded it and they had a media event. I was there and they let us eat at all the restaurants for free. Oh my gosh, let me go to Everglazed. I'd be all over this to cover it for you guys. It says, also, we got our first look at the concept art for Everglades, which will be found on the west side of Disney Springs, located near Splitsville, and right off the west entrance and exit of the orange parking garage. The overall design will feature pops of color, iconic signage, and a beautiful outdoor seating area in a donut garden. Guests may catch a glimpse of the donuts being made through the windows of the exposed kitchen. Oh my gosh, this is Krispy Kreme on steroids. Mark Gibson, co-owner of Everglaze, says, we like to say our little oasis of indulgences is going to be where happiness is glazed daily. The menu will be full of sweet surprises in a unique spot for guests wanting a quick treat, cold brew, or nitro-infused chilled coffee. Good Lord. All right, so we're going to have, and it doesn't say when it's opening, but hopefully ASAP. I think 2020 needs more donuts, and Everglaze is coming to Disney Springs. So what do you think about that? Okay, two more stories real quick. We have, if you noticed, what was yesterday, right? Yesterday was Halloween. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween weekend, everybody. But today, it's Christmas at Walt Disney World. The trees are up. I think I saw the garland and all that, you know, the accents and all the theme parks today on social media. We have the festive merchandise available right now over at Walt Disney World. You can just stop by the mouseforless.com. You can see all the great pictures that we have of all the merchandise. Of course, every year the theme is a little bit different. We got kitchenware, men's and women's and children's clothing, ears, snacks, plush. You could just go to many, many Walt Disney World Resort shops. There are also some at the Polynesian Village Resort. Wilderness Lodge has a lot. That's where these pictures are from. I mean, it looks like typical Christmas stuff. I can't say it looks any different. There's a cool Santa hat that I noticed is kind of plaid, red at the bottom. That's kind of sharp. Of course, spirit jerseys all around, some zippy sweaters, kitchenware, like I said. You got, oh my gosh, you have so many treats. You got the Christmas Rice Krispie treats, candy bars, coffee mugs, hot cocoa mix, Christmas trees. It's just bags. Anything you want for Christmas, of course, you've been to Walt Disney World. It's all there. So just go by themouseforless.com and you can check out all the great pictures there of stuff you probably want to buy. The biggest story of the week. Let's get into this real quick. We'll talk about it. Maybe take your calls on your thoughts on this here in just a second. Rise of the Resistance, right? The boarding groups, or as I like to call it in the last month, the lottery. To get on Rise of the Resistance, the newest attraction at Disney's Hollywood Studios, Disney is reworking how to get on Rise of the Resistance, how to get a boarding group. Here's what the story says. Attention Star Wars Galaxy's Edge visitors. If you're hoping to ride Star Wars Rise of the Resistance, there's a brand new system that's going to be in place that you're going to want to know about. Beginning November 3rd, so that's Tuesday, kind of a big day in our country too, Disney will be piloting a new way that the virtual queuing system will work. For those guests who have a valid ticket, important, or an annual pass, and a Disney Park Pass reservation for Hollywood Studios, you'll be able to use the My Disney Experience app to access the virtual queue system and potentially join a boarding group beginning at 7 a.m. on the day of your park reservation. Previously, you needed to be in the park to be able to get a boarding pass, but now you'll be able to check into the virtual queue system prior to arriving to the park for the day, provided that you are nearby. There's no word on how far away you can be when you'll actually be able to make your boarding group reservation. So who knows? I mean, will it work from an airplane? I guess you got to be maybe on property. Now, if you are not able to join the virtual queue for Rise of Resistance in the morning, it'll reopen at 2 o'clock daily, kind of a second chance lottery there. If you would like to try to obtain a boarding group at 2 o'clock, you will need to be inside Disney's Hollywood Studios. The ability to obtain a boarding group will be subject to availability and is not guaranteed. Also, the good or bad news on how you see it is that Disney has made changes to the ride vehicle, adding a clear barrier between the two rows of seats on each attraction vehicle, enabling more guests to board the attraction each day. This was done in order to maximize the number of boarding groups that can be accommodated, all while adhering to current health and safety guidelines. And then Ricky gets into all the tips and tricks to get your have the best chance to get a boarding group when you're doing it, like having the app open, making sure your account is set, making sure you have tickets for the day, your park reservation, and just be ready to go. Like, it, you know, in this case, 658, 659. So all these stories are over at themouseforless.com. Thanks to Ricky for putting those out there. And let's get this out of here. We'll duck that and get back to the chat. So that's our news of the week. If you want to call in and let me know what you think about these stories and more, we'll take your calls at 407-413-9395. Phone lines are now open, 407-413-9395. And thank you to everybody who is putting the area codes in the chat. That helps me out very much as we get to your calls here in just a second. So as soon as we get our calls coming in, we are going to take your calls. Yeah, and Jody in the chat, she mentions potentially get a boarding group. That is so correct. We'll potentially get you boarding groups. They can't guarantee it, and I know that's something that we're living with, but we'll see how this works out. Wade is on the line, recently returned from Walt Disney World. Wade, up in Nebraska. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Yeah, good, Mike. I'm a little tired because we landed in Omaha last night about 9 o'clock, got home at 10:30. Thankfully, daylight savings time gave me an extra hour.
You know what? I'm surprised Disney doesn't try to charge us for that extra hour if you're on vacation. You know, it's like, well, you know, you're getting 25 hours out of this day. How about another $12? You know, something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. Got home, got up early, ran a half marathon this morning. So I'm going to crash here probably in a couple hours.
Well, it kind of shocked me this morning when I looked at Instagram and you had a picture of you ran an in-person race. And I'm like, wait, what? He was at Walt Disney World last time I checked. Now he's running a race. It's 34 degrees. What's going on? So also PR. So one of our lizards, always got to congratulate you guys. Awesome job. Appreciate, you know, you getting out there and running.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was perfect conditions. And that was kind of the weird thing. I'm on the plane last night and I'm like, I better check the weather tomorrow just to see what it's going to be like. I'm like, I saw like a high of 50 and I'm like, let's see, 7 a.m. get to the start line. 34 feels like 28.
Oof.
Uh-oh. Man, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna wear.
It tells you what, man. Luckily I've got all the running gear that I need at this point, you know, the tights, the Nike combat stuff, you know, because for marathon weekends and stuff. But like in the morning here, it's going to be 28 when I get out for my run. It's too soon. Like, it's November 2nd. That's January. I'll take some like 50s, but what can you do? We're crazy. But yeah, once you get going though, it's incentive to run fast. That's what I always say.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It was great. There was a little breeze, but it was the perfect, like, and that's why I pushed it. You know, I was tired, but of course I'm thinking through my mind, all right, you know, I was there a couple of days ago, Scotty G's family and my wife and I, we were at Hollywood Studios on Friday. And then yesterday we're walking around the boardwalk before our flight. And here I am running a half marathon. It's back in Lincoln. It's kind of been a bizarre, you know, 48, 72 hours.
It is. How was Walt Disney World? I mean, you guys were killing me with the text messages and stuff, but I sure appreciate it. It was fun for me.
That was Scott's idea, by the way. He said, hey,
of course,
we should text some pictures to Mike.
Oh, he did that for 9 straight days. I love the guy, but he is like, I'm like, oh, dude, and he knows exactly when to text me somehow. Like, I'd be sitting down with like a bag of baked chips and he's like throwing out, you know, some like, you know, meat lover's pizza from Via Napoli or something. I'm like, you're killing me.
Oh yeah, we had some Rano roasters, and that was me. I'm like, I'm taking a picture of this and sending it, and you know, adding on to the text here. So
I love those.
But we had a blast. No, you know what? It was it's different. You know, it's a bit of Disney World light is what I called it, and by light I mean, you know, of course, sadly there's no Streetmosphere, no shows. You know, no Lion King, no Finding Nemo, no Beauty and the Beast. I mean, those things are not there, and it makes it a little bit I don't know, it's a bit of an odd feeling, you know, not seeing, and also seeing some cast members directing traffic, I mean people, that looked like they maybe were pulled out of the office because they're not in like a formal like Hollywood Studios a costume, but they got their name tag on, they're just trying to direct traffic. They're obviously working with a lower crew, not a lower crew, but you know, less people, I think, based on the amount of people that are there. It was busy, but then again, it was busy because the spaced out lines, you know, the queues. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing Scott and I were talking about. We waited for Runaway Railway and that thing winds around. I would have loved to seen the person with the tape measure or the crew with the tape measure trying to figure out where to put the, you know, the stand here signs every 6 feet. Because it was like, I mean, you know, zigzag in and out around. I'm like, where are we going now, Scott? You know, we're going around like a wall. Rise of the Resistance, we actually went outside to the parking lot, which was bizarre.
I've seen pictures of that. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, because the thing is, I mean, we're just in a weird time because Disney is always about, you know, especially Galaxy's Edge, it was all about keeping the illusion, you know, that you're all of a sudden, okay, well, that's all off. It's 2020, throw you in a parking lot, you know, right behind these mountains. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we go back out. I'm like, Scott, there's Muppet posters up here. And we started laughing, you know, because we're behind the Muppet theater. And then we buy it, and then there's a Chevrolet car parked right there. And, you know, it was just like, you didn't know. Suspend a little bit of the.
Nobody knew Jedi drove Chevys. You know, I always thought they were Ford guys, but in gals, but that's just.
Exactly. Who knew? But, you know, but we had a blast. I mean, we, you know, this was supposed to be Wine and Dine week. Of course, although it is supposed to rain this next weekend when the races would have been, so who knows? But you know, we had a lot of fun. You know, all the parks. Epcot is a little, you know, with a lot of the shops not open. That's strange. You kind of look in to the shops. I've got a friend who works at the Italy Pavilion. I looked in there. It looked like they shut down one Friday night and didn't come back. You know, with things just on the counters, and other shops look like they're being used as kind of overflow storage, and that's. That's a little strange, you know, walking around World Showcase with only so many things open. And then not all the food booths are open during the week. So that's kind of a bit strange, too.
Yeah.
It's still fun. I mean, you can still, you know, we still, you know, get on Soarin' and Test Track and walk around and still get a margarita. So that's good. and you know, but it's definitely, I do appreciate the safety that Walt Disney World is taking right now. You feel like you're in the NBA bubble when you're down there it's like you step out of your room, boom, get that mask on over the nose. And I saw cast members, they call them face coverings, not masks. A little bit more of a gentler term, I think. But, you know, they're very quick to say, hey, needs to be up over your nose, or, you know, please put your face covering on. You know, that was good. You feel very safe, even at restaurants. We ate at a couple indoor restaurants and outdoor restaurants as well too. And so once you sit down, of course you can take your face covering off. I always leave it on when I order with the cast member taking the order, and you know, try to be respectful that way.
Yeah, it's polite.
But yeah. But it's you know, so not all the restaurants are open. So you know, you start to go through to get a dining reservation, and you kind of go, what about? Oh yeah, it's not open. So you know, things like that. I would recommend anybody going, make sure you know where you want to go, because they do fill up quick because there's just not as much availability if you want to go to a table service restaurant. Yeah. But we had a blast. I mean, we had a good time. One thing that, you know, Scott's family and my wife and I were talking about too, is without fast passes, there's less zigging and zagging around the park.
No doubt. There's totally not.
Yeah.
Because I'm always a zigzagger because I'm just bad at, you know, I'll go from Space Mountain to Haunted Mansion to Pirates. You know, those will be my three. Then I'm going, like, okay, now I'm going to go do Astro Orbiter, and I'm back in Tomorrowland. Okay, now let's go Big Thunder, then cross park again. Yeah, we were doing the same thing in August. We were just doing the land and moving on, you know, because it wasn't a big stress. We weren't stressed about too much.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we, you know, when we were with the Gardeners in Hollywood Studios on Friday, that's kind of what we did. I did use the Lines app, which helps. It's pretty good. The one thing you can't plan for, though, and it happened on Runaway Railway, we're pretty sure, because we didn't move for about 10 or 15 minutes, because I think they went through and wiped all the cars, the train cars down. But that was our guess anyway. You know, the sanitation, I've heard that they're doing that on Big Thunder. And of course, they're not boarding all the rows on every attraction too. So that makes the lines stretch up. I'm not sure how they increase much capacity, because I don't know where you'd put people in line.
Yeah.
If they're truly at 25% capacity, which of course is what, you know, they're claiming, and I do believe that, if you were to say, hey, 50% capacity, I don't think you could, I don't know what you did. You'd have people out in the parking lot to you know, to jump on Millennium Falcon, literally out into the parking lot through the front entrance. There's just not enough space to spread everybody out like that. So that'll be interesting come holiday time to see if they really even can increase much capacity.
Right.
But, yeah, but it was. I'm glad we went. Had a lot of fun. You know, it's just a little different. It's just a little bit shrunk down. If you know, not in size, of course, but in what is available, And, you know, mostly all the attractions are open, of course, but shops and restaurants and no shows. That's different.
Yeah. You
know, I did like the...
Go ahead.
The Bird Show, it's changed names, you know, Flights of Wonder, Up, whatever. I think it's better now without the overlay.
I've heard that. Yeah, it's just the animals, basically, not the you know, cheesy part.
Right, exactly. They do a little shtick, you know, but it's awesome. That's one of the only shows, really, that's going. I mean, you can go see Awesome Planet in the Land, which everybody should see because that's very cool.
It is.
They spread everybody out. Yeah, you know, and then, of course, you can see, like, American Adventure. They do those shows in Canada and China. And France, so you can go see those. But as far as live actors, really the Bird Show at Animal Kingdom is about it.
That's weird.
Yeah,
yeah. It's, but I mean, the thing is, I understand, and I'm as heartbroken as the next Disney fan when I saw all the equity layoffs, you know, last week. Because the thing is, though, I mean, I understand where Disney's coming from. Of course, we could say, you know, Disney should have not maybe paid the exact, you know, that's a whole nother discussion for a whole nother time. Or maybe it's the time right now, but we just have an hour. But the thing is that I did see at the bottom of a story that Disney kind of has like a retention right to these folks maybe through the end of 2021. So I know Disney's in a rough way because it is very hard to put on a Finding Nemo seven times a day or a Festival of the Lion King seven times a day right now. And so it is hard to keep people on the payroll when you're only running at, you know, 25% capacity. But it's such a tough thing. But it takes the soul out of a place like Animal Kingdom, you know, because as much as what I do right now, I feel guilty because there's been many trips in the last 3 to 5 years that I've been like, I'll see Finding Nemo next time. And I love that show. Same for Festival Lion King. I've only seen it probably twice in 5 years. And both times I've seen it probably 5 times in my life. I even watched it back in the day when it was in a non-air conditioned theater over in Camp Minnie Mickey. God, I almost passed out that day. It was so hot. But the thing is, every time I see those shows, I'm moved. I'm astounded. And I'm like, God, I should do this every trip. It's so amazing. But then I walk past it. I took, you know, again, like we do, we take things for granted. And I don't think we'll do that anymore. I hope.
Yeah, I agree. I agree totally. You know, you walk by that Lion King theater. When they redid that, took it out of Camp Minnie Mickey, and that thing is elaborate. It fits right in with the Rambé. It's so cool. And you walk by and that thing's empty, and it's very sad and does make you a little bit, you know, I even said to my wife, I go, well, I saw it last time we were there in January, but I'm like, I'm going to see it again because it is such a great show. And just the fact that it's not there. And I do hope, and I'd heard that too, that, you know, these are layoffs. They're not firing people and, you know, saying good luck. Hope you can find another job somewhere. I think it is, hey, we have to lay off for now because it could be next year sometime, yeah, you know, and they want to bring folks back. And that's what makes Disney World magic too, is that touch of, you know, what they do. It's not just a state fair. It's Disney World with an enveloping experience is what I call it, you know, the atmosphere. That's why we all go back, because it's not just a state fair with some Ferris wheels and, you know, roller coasters or whatever.
Well, it's that too. And it's also, I think even more than that, it's like the Streetmosphere people, the citizens of Main Street, you know, because they're very passive, you know, but like not having those folks as I walk into the Magic Kingdom, I will notice that right away. The typical family that maybe they've just gone down and they don't, you know, they're going to a theme park or an amusement park, as they call it, they might not notice that. And that's probably 75% of the people. But man, like I always stop to watch Streetmosphere at the studios, and I always make a point to take a picture with either the fire chief or the mayor, or, well, with the mayor when he was around, you know, and, you know, whoever it is, you know, because that's just, again, that's exactly what you just said. You said it well, you know, it's the heart and soul. It separates Walt Disney World from everywhere else. So I hope that stuff comes back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And I think it will. You know, everybody does their part. Disney World's doing a great job with it. I think as Disney fans, you know, everybody listening to this podcast, you know, we've been there before, and it's still a great experience. If I was a first timer or said, hey, you should go plan a great first time, I'd maybe caution people a little bit, because it is not, you know, the Disney World that we all know and love. But
yeah, I agree.
Well, I know you probably got more people calling in, Mike. I don't want to take up all the time.
No, I haven't got talking forever. So it was good to hear from you. And yeah, and congratulations on that PR button. Thanks for sharing all those thoughts from this past week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
Go Huskers.
We'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
Hey, thank you. Go. Okay. M-I-Z.
Z-O-U. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right. 407-413-9395. We have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Felicia from Wisconsin.
Ooh, okay, good. I had my finger on the button the whole time. I'm nervous every time I pick up a call. Hey, Felicia, how are things up in Wisconsin? I bet it's cold up there, right?
It was chilly today, but we have a few nice warm days coming here. So.
That works. I know it's going to be 70 later this week down here in Missouri, but 29 in the morning. Don't need that stuff. Come on.
Yep, below zero here and 60 the next 3 days. So we'll take what we can get.
That's not good. So what's on your mind?
Well, I did post this in the chat, but I was just, we're headed to Disney the first week of December. December 9th, actually, was originally. But I missed the opportunity to book the flights and found out I was much better off booking Tuesday instead of Wednesday. So we have DVC booked from the 9th to the 15th, but we need a one-night stay for the 8th because the flights were considerably cheaper, over $300. So we have a couple options to, I looked at Pop Century, Caribbean Beach, and Animal Kingdom, and we're trying to decide where we should stay that night. We can get a room at Pop for $135 for preferred, or Caribbean Beach with like $180-something, $187, I believe it was, for a pool view, or $300 at Animal Kingdom Lodge for a standard view.
So, okay, let me ask
so
you
So, I
this.
Don't know.
Well, here's the thing. What time are you going to land? Like, how much time will you be there?
Well, we land at 1 o'clock, and I did actually get us a reservation, since you have to reserve now, obviously, for Magic Kingdom that day that we're going to land. So, we won't have a whole lot of time, and Magic Kingdom closes at 8 that night. So, it's definite, and we're park people, so... We're kind of leaning towards Pop Century, but we've stayed there before. We've never stayed at Caribbean Beach, and we've never stayed at Animal Kingdom. So, but our DVC is at Copper Creek. So
okay, so here's what I would say, and you're thinking the same way I'm thinking, because I wanted to know that you're going to have a little bit of time. But with the Magic Kingdom closing early-ish, you know, and the weather's still fine. I mean, you could still swim or you could hang out at the resort. I would go Caribbean Beach to kind of split the difference, because it's only what it's about $50 more than Pop Century, but. Yeah, you've never been there. It's a new experience.
Actually, and the Skyliner. I actually talked to my son about that this morning. I said, maybe we'll switch to like Epcot that day just because of the Skyliner being close. And I think we only booked one Epcot day for that whole stay. I can't remember because we did it months ago. I'll have to go back and look. But I thought, you know, maybe we should just switch it to Epcot and be able to use the Skyliner and get off quick there.
And the resort's nice because if you've never been there, if you would want to swim, it's got a nice feature pool. It's like a pirate theme. It's really cool. It's got good shopping, it's got the banana cabana, you know, and you could walk, you know, then you could go over to the Riviera and explore the Riviera, and that is pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was another option. Actually, there was a number of around that $300 room rate. We found a number of them. The best deal, of course, was to go deluxe when you look at savings. We have annual passes, too, so we got the annual pass discount. But, you know, it's just like, well, do you want to spend $300 for one night? We're maybe going to be there for just a few hours. If we weren't going to the parks, I think I would have picked Animal Kingdom just because of the, you know, the nature of the whole resort. But I think we're not going to have enough time to spend there, and we want to go to the parks, but we want to stay at the resort. So.
That's
kind of
true.
Boring there.
That's true. I mean, but the thing is, what if you get there and, I mean, there's no crime in not going to the theme park. I mean, even though you're theme park people, if you have a good time at the resort, you know, hey, kick it off, relax, and then go hard the next day.
True. And we, like I said, we're annual passes. And so we actually ended up canceling 3 trips since COVID. We haven't been back since last December. So we're really, fingers crossed, Wisconsin is like super duper hot spot right now. But I'm hoping by December. I think we'll be fine. I'm not really worried about going to Disney. I'm worried they won't let us in.
I know. I was really worried about that myself. That's the whole thing. Is like I kept telling myself, you know, I think I can do, you know, going to our airport, wearing the mask, flying down, getting, you know, through MCO. I was just worried that, you know, because our numbers were increasing in Missouri, and I'm like, oh no, please don't shut us out. You know, that's like the thing is, you know, here's what I tell everybody. Don't stress about it because it's easier said than done, but I mean, what can you do? You know, it's either going to happen or it's not. And you have really zero control on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I worked for a big major hospital in the area here, and they told us to be prepared for about 3 or 4 weeks. And then they said some light at the end of the tunnel. So I'm thinking by right before we go, we'll probably be kind of wrapping up a bit, or at least winding down. I'm a nurse, so I work in healthcare, so it's pretty sketchy, but I definitely need this vacation. So I told my mom and my son we're going no matter what, even if we have to sit in the hotel.
I like the way you think. No, that's no fun. We can't do that. I mean, I would take it, but no, we don't want that to happen for you. Come on.
We just need a vacation.
I know, man. Everybody, tell me about it. I mean, people are already putting up Christmas trees today and listening to Christmas music. And you know what? I can't even hate you. I'm a turkey before tree guy. I'm traditional. But you know what? It's 2020, man. If you want to start celebrating Easter tomorrow, I don't care. Like, do what you got to do to get by.
I definitely listened to some Christmas music on XM Radio today. I'm not going to lie.
I did ask Mallory. We were driving. Where were we going? We were, I forget. Oh, I was taking her to get lunch. And I told her, I was like, look on your phone. What's the number for holiday traditions on Sirius XM? She's like, it doesn't start until November 5th. I was like, oh, okay. Well, later this week, we'll listen to it.
There is a number of them in the app, though.
Yeah, I know. I do know that. Yeah, I do. I didn't want to say that I knew that already. They're like in the 700s. I know.
We're all over it, which is unfortunate, but we'll get all get through it. But yeah, we need this vacation bad. So I a couple other people had said Caribbean beach, and I think that maybe we'll just go with that. And if we get to go to the parks, we go. If we don't, well, we don't, and we didn't overspend a ton of more money than we did at Pop, and it'll be no matter what, like, I don't even care if I have to stay in the hotel. I'm just going to be happy to be somewhere.
That is the truth. I mean, I was just happy to see, an airport. I've worked at home for 3 years. It was and I was a teacher, so I was very social, always had kids around me, always staff.
Yep.
And then I all of a sudden started working from home, and I was losing my mind. And, this whole thing, I've had my wife here, so that's been kind of nice. She's teaching fourth grade right behind me in Paige's bedroom, actually, is where she teaches. Wow. And it's just one of those things. You just need to get down there and just see people. It's so nice to just see people and to go through a store. You know, I'm not even a shopper, but I went through the Emporium. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. I haven't been in a store in 5 months. You know, it's so crazy.
Yep.
I'm sitting at a restaurant. Yep. You know, I'm sitting at 50s Prime Time. This is awesome. I don't care if it takes 3 hours. Whatever. Take your time.
It's not you haven't eaten out, heard me anywhere, or done anything. It just sounds so bizarre, but like I said, I don't care. I'm going.
Well, we'll pray for you. We'll hope it happens. Think about this.
Yeah.
December is next month.
I know. It's 37 days or something this morning on my little app. It said, I'm like, oh gosh, yes, please. I will have to admit, I'm a tiny bit sad. My friend, he danced in The Lion King, and in the trolley program on Main Street. And so, of course, he's on that list, unfortunately. So we always look forward to that show, and we always got front row seating for The Lion King and backstage and everything. So I'm a little sad about that. This is going to be the first time we've been there in years that we haven't seen him dance. So
yeah,
it'll be a little sad, but
when I was a kid, my dad's a really good friend from Sunday school at church. He was a professional baseball pitcher, and my dad was his off-season catcher. And when he retired, I was so sad because when he would come through town, we'd get to go in the clubhouse of his, either it was the Phillies or the Indians. He played for the Cardinals. He played for the Reds. He played for a few teams. But it was when he retired, I was like, oh no, I can't do that anymore. You know, I was like a 13-year-old kid, and I love baseball. It was one of those things oh my gosh. But no, bigger than that, we just want these folks that are so talented to be able to perform, because that, when you're that kind of, I've never been a creative like that, but I mean, if you're somebody that's got that level of talent, I can't imagine not being able to get out there, like people, I don't know, the Tumble Monkeys, for example, in Festival Lion King, you just can't go do that anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I got this skill, know, and I flip and I hang off monkey bars and I can, I can move around like a monkey, where else do you get to do that? You know, it's so cool to see. Yeah. I feel bad for him because it would just be, if I couldn't do this podcast, I've been doing it 3, 4, 5 times a week since 2008. And if I couldn't do it, I'd just be talking to a wall. I don't know what I would do.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely disheartening. But I like you said that in the last message with the other gentleman, that they have that contract or whatever it was until 2022, wasn't it?
I hope. So yeah, I think the end of 21, but I guess they could get, I hope that they get called back. Well, the thing is, I mean, if you're a talented person like that and you get other opportunities, This is what I'm scared of, because I would jump on going,
go to somewhere else.
Yep. I mean, if somebody can pay and you got to, I mean, you got to work, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want Disney to, I don't want Disney to miss out on the, you know, the best performers out there, because I've always felt they did have the best.
Right. Yeah. I know this friend of mine, he's been off since March. I mean, eventually unemployment, I don't think takes you that far, sadly. And I think you just have to do what you have to do. But so yeah, fingers crossed for all of them and lots of thoughts and prayers. Cause that was a big blow. I honestly, I don't know why it surprised me, maybe because I'm just spoiled and I was like, oh no.
I know.
But I mean, we've seen the show even not with him having seats for us and stuff, but it's just amazing. And I'm sad for all of them. But you know, we are big Disney fans, and so we're excited to get back, even if it's different. And some people are like, why would you go now? I'm like, well, it's a different experience and something we can say we did. And yep, it'll just be different and it'll be fine.
Christmas masks. I mean, when else are you going to get to wear them? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, Christmas
masks. Yep. We have a really good friend that's made lots and lots of masks. We're going to get some Disney Christmas ones made and we'll be fine.
There you go. I mean, you got to seize the opportunity. You got to, you know, that's one thing about our audience. 99%, almost 100% of our listeners that I've interacted with ever are optimists. You know, like, well, there's 98 things we could be mad about right now and legitimately have a great, you know, beef about it. But the thing is, hey, it's open. We get to go. We get to have some meals. We get to see. You know what? The thing is, the one thing I noticed when I went down in August, and I think Wade and Scott saw this as well when they were down there this past week again, the cast members are so grateful, the ones that are still on, that you're there and that you are traveling and that you're keeping them employed. So, you know, you're even by going on a vacation and giving yourself some mental relief, it's good for the economy and it's good for those cast members.
Yep, that's exactly what we're thinking. That just gives hopefully more opportunity for all those shows to come back and all the other things that we love about Disney.
Absolutely. So. Well, Felicia, I'll keep you in our prayers. Things keep turning the way you need them to go, and also for our cast member friends.
Thank you, for sure.
All right, stay warm.
Mike, you stay well. Yeah, okay. You stay well.
You stay safe, because right. You're doing you're doing the important work, so you stay safe yourself. All right, talk to you soon, Felicia.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, 407-413-9395. You want to give a call? Come on right now, 407-413-9395. That is an interesting thing, because what we are going to have to do is travel to get these cast members back, and I think we're getting there. I mean, the crowds are increasing, and that's a good thing. Hey, Alfred. Alfred's on the line. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Not much. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Trying to stay warm down here.
Well, that's good. I know, here too. We're just going to start to get cold tomorrow.
I saw snow in Boston or something, so yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, well, we had snow on Saturday, Friday.
Oh, no thanks.
A little bit. Not a lot. But tomorrow's really going to get cold. We're going to be like 40 degrees for the high.
No fun.
Yeah.
So what's going on? No, what do you think about the news stories or about what the discussion's going tonight? What are we talking about?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Tonight's been a rough night for me. It's so hard to hear about these shows being taken away. When I go down, I like to see shows. Mm-hmm. So my favorite, Beauty and the Beast. I'm love that movie. I love that show. And to hear it's gone is disheartening.
Yeah.
And you know what? Because of those damn rumors, I'm afraid it's never coming back.
Yeah. The thing is with the, I'm one of those people that I used to really worry about rumors, but I don't so much anymore because nobody knows. You know what I'm saying? Like, Disney has no idea right now. And I would think that,
what they're doing,
you know, like Wade said, and like Felicia said, is that, and like you've actually already said, is that these shows are not just a secondary type experience for most people at Walt Disney World. These are the reasons a lot of people, this is the experience. And Disney knows that. That's what separates them from, like Wade said, a state fair, you know, and I think they do want to bring these back, but it's, you do have to cut back. You got to be lean to survive these times.
And I understand that. Yes, I understand that. But why did they have to get do away with all of them.
I don't. It's a tough call.
Two.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I'm hoping that
find
you know,
which ones that are paid the least, and those are the two you keep on. Because I understand it. It's all about the economy and the bottom line.
It is.
I get that. But so look at the bottom line a little less.
I wish. I mean, the thing is, I know, and that's the thing that's so hard. Like, if I'm buying something from, say, Apple, mm-hmm. like, you know, because I'm a big Apple fan, right? I mean, you know, right. Everything I use, it's all old Apple stuff at this point, but I use all kinds of Apple stuff. And the thing is, I love my Apple stuff because it works and it's some of the best stuff and it's just, it's made right. It's the top of the line. But I don't have this. But the thing is, with Disney, it's hard to say that it's a business that's there to raise money, you know, to make money, which it is. But when you see a commercial on TV, like, you know, you got to take your daughter before she goes off to college, you know, boom, she'll be growing up before you know it, like tugging at your heartstrings. Like,
but you're missing experience.
I know, you know, because what they're selling is Disney loves you, right? Disney loves you.
Yeah.
Like, and you should love them, which I do. You know, I'm doing a podcast. I've been doing it for 12 years. Uh-huh. But the thing is, they're a business too. And you just, it's hard to delineate that. And it's easier to do that with like a sneakers company or a technology company. It's not the same thing.
Right. Yeah. It's all about how much can they save? How much can they, you know, really afford to spend? You know, it's a reality. So, but I'm still going to go. So it doesn't matter. You know, my next trip, you know, December 27th, I'm there. My mom goes, but Florida's having major increases. I'm like, yeah, but Disney is in Florida to me.
Yeah, it's almost like a bubble. You know, don't go to the other 40.
It's a bubble.
You know what? Don't go to the other 47 states in the United States either, then, because it's not going down anywhere. Yeah, hopefully
but
it will.
I consider Disney a bubble because of the fact that if Disney even reports one case, that's the end of Disney. Sorry to say it.
Yeah.
So that's that.
And the thing is, too, is like my daughter goes to school, you know, and she's been going to school since August, since day one. They're in person and they've had COVID cases at her middle school, but they use contact tracing and they haven't shut the school down. Now, they have like if you come within 6 feet of a kid at any point, the test positive, like all of a sudden you'll see like they're called cohorts. Like these people are now quarantined. They don't have it, but they got to get tested and they're not in.
Yes.
But they don't shut the school down.
Right.
And the thing is, you know, Disney's so hard. I mean, even with 25%, you got people from all over the world. You know, not all over the world as much, but all over the United States at this point because of the travel bans. But they're walking a tightrope, but I'll give them credit. They've been doing it.
Yeah.
They've done a good job with it since July. It's hard.
I guess so, because I haven't heard anything.
God, knock on wood. You're making me nervous, man.
Knock.
Oh, dude,
Dude,
you better go find an oak tree because this is how I make my living, Alfred. I will fly to New York and then I'll have to get tested because I heard there's a new rule up there, but I will find you.
Every day a new rule comes out. Oh my God.
I heard that. No Thanksgiving in New York this year.
Is that true?
No. Well, I heard Cuomo said that you had to get a test or something if you come in from anywhere, except for like Connecticut or Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I heard that if I go to Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey, I have to get a test the next day.
I've heard, now again, I've never been to New York, and what I know of New York City is from Blue Bloods on TV. Mm-hmm. So I've heard that like after you go to New Jersey, you got to take a shower or something. No, I don't know. It seems like on Blue Bloods, all the crime happens in New Jersey, and that's where they stash the bodies. I don't know. I've never been there.
Yeah. No, the crime happens in New York.
Okay.
They stash it in.
Okay. Okay. That's it. I know there's something with that. Like, that's where all the gangsters are. You know, I'm in Missouri. I'm in my little rural area here. So my world is very small. You know, like if I go there, I'll be like big eyed, like, oh my God, I'm going to die in New Jersey or in Manhattan. I don't know. Like, I'm from Missouri.
No,
I'm just a target.
You won't die in Manhattan.
I don't know. Oh, I just don't want to get on a subway.
Me.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yes. I'll be like, okay, this subway, how's this thing work? And I'm just going to keep my head down and get on the train. Okay, let's go.
Exactly. That's all you have to do. And don't look at anyone when you're on the train.
Okay. Yeah, wonderful. In Missouri, you talk to everybody.
Down.
You know, it's like at Disney. You know, yeah. You get on a bus, you can strike up conversation. I guess I won't do that now. Okay.
That's me, yeah. Yeah. The Metro North, yes, talk to everyone. They're nice.
Okay.
Because most of them are from where I live in Westchester.
Okay, I don't have any idea.
But if you, yeah, I know. But if you're on the subway, you don't know what you're getting. Keep your head down. Don't look at anyone.
Okay, I'll take your
word
for
it. And I do that.
Oh, God.
So I just wanted to ask you, the deals for the spring or late winter to spring or winter to spring,
I've been calling them early 2021.
Okay. What are they like? What are the rates like?
Well, I mean, it varies from day to day.
Give me an example.
I can't right now. I'd have to pull it up, and actually DTA is down.
Yeah.
It was down right before we went on the air. But,
of course it did, right?
Yeah, because I was trying to make a deposit for a guest. I was like, well, I'll wait till after the show.
Down again, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, it's been very stable lately, but I think I don't know what they're doing. It's Sunday nights are the nights they kind of fix things. But the thing is, you know, the deluxe is you're looking 35% off, 40% with an annual pass. So they're significant.
Oh, that's good.
They're significant. And then, it gets like a Pop Century. Now, Art of Animation opened up today. We forgot to mention that.
Yes.
You know, you're not getting a 35%
there.
I don't stay there.
I would love to stay at Art of Animation.
It's cool.
But for me, here's the issue. For one person, it's not worth staying in a family suite.
Nope.
And for my condition, the Little Mermaid rooms are too far.
That's true. I've stayed in the Little Mermaid rooms. They are a hike.
Yes, but they're nice.
They are.
If I'm not mistaken.
Well, they're refurbing the Little Mermaid rooms right now to make them like the Pop Century rooms, which I am I'm so glad they're doing that because the Little Mermaid rooms, if you're into that theme, they're awesome, but they don't have, they feel very cramped to me because the beds I think are smaller there. I think they're doubles.
Oh,
I can't remember though, but they're revamping them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But if you had to do a Little Mermaid room or Pop Century, I'd do Pop Century every single time.
Yeah. I love it. Pop Century. You know that.
Yep. Me too.
I actually, because I'm doing my DVC now for this next trip, I could only get part of the stay at DVC. So I'm doing the 27th to the 2nd, but I wanted to stay there until the 4th. So I ended up getting Pop Century from the 2nd to the 4th. So I have 3 changes this time, and I'm like, oh. Gosh.
But it's not so bad when you're a solo traveler. Now, when you're a family, it's kind of harder because you're schlepping, you know, you got like all of a sudden you have like 6 suitcases and 3 day bags and computer bags.
But now
it's
hard.
Yeah.
It's hard though now because I have a scooter. Yeah. I rent a scooter.
That's true.
So now it's really hard because before I would just take my duffel bag or whatever I had and get on a bus and go, you know, go to the park and then go to the new resort. Easy.
Yeah.
But now I can't do that. You know, I have, you know, too hard to take your luggage on a scooter.
Well, Bell Services will come get your luggage from your room.
Yeah, that's easy. But then you don't get your luggage till whenever they feel like delivering it.
Yeah, tell me about it. I know, like I moved my stuff one marathon weekend. I still will not forget it because I was freaking out. We were moving from Pop Century to Beach Club. This was over marathon weekend. It was like, it was the night before the half marathon. So I'd already done the 5K. I'd already done the 10K. It was Friday night. And so, you know, I gave my luggage to Bell Services. Like, okay, I'm going to the Beach Club, you know, you fill out the stuff. And, you know, it was like 7 or 8 o'clock at night at the beach club, and it still hadn't shown up. And the thing is, I had to go to that's bed because, you know, I had to get up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and my sneakers were in that stuff. Like, I'm like, my running shorts, my sneakers. I'm like, I didn't ask this stuff to go from California to Missouri. Like, I was like, it's down the street. I was like, I can go, like, I'll go get a cab. Like, just tell me where it is. Yeah. I will go pick it up at this point. I was so fired.
Yeah.
Because it took like almost 10 hours to get there. And I'm like, it is down
That's
the street.
Ridiculous.
Oh, it was great. Dude,
it
scared me to death.
But see, the problem is they don't separate the luggage. I was going to say laundry. They don't separate the luggage. They just load it in. And they drive around.
I guess. I mean, I get it, but
possible thing I could think of.
I should have kept my running stuff out of that bag. I'm careful now. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that would be me too. Oh. If I did that, and I have to probably do that this time, I'm going to have to. Okay. My medication's in my backpack and a change of clothes, you know, and just have certain things, you know.
Yeah, like medicine.
My personal items. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, because you don't know when you're going to get it.
I mean, because it always shows up. And I'm the same way. If I don't think you've cruised. And I've done a bunch of cruises.
No, I want to, though.
Okay, it's awesome, but let me just tell you, though. Yeah. So what happens on a cruise is like you give your bags as you're getting on the ship, you give them to these porters, these people outside that handle your bags. They put them on the ship. They put your name on the tag and everything. So like you drop, when we go on cruises, dude, we pack like, I don't know if you've ever seen the beginning of Titanic where there's like the rich family that's got like, you know, 8 trunks and all this stuff. Like they're bringing on everything they own. That's what our family looks like. I don't know why we bring so much junk, but we do. So we have all these suitcases, all these bags. We do these fish extender gifts. We have so much junk. And so the thing is, so as you get on the ship, you can't go into your stateroom until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when they're ready. Well, you get on the ship usually at around 11 in the morning. So you can go like eat, you can go on the aqueduct, you can swim. And then at 2 o'clock, you can go to your room. Well, what happens is when you go on these decks that have all the staterooms, you start seeing this because what they do is they deliver your luggage right outside your door into the hall. So you see all these other people with like all these suitcases like outside their door. Okay. And so then there's no luggage outside your door. And like, you know, so then at 5 o'clock you start sailing, like the boat has now left the dock and you're heading out on your cruise. And then at that point, like you usually have, like, there's been times I've had like 5 out of my 8 luggage, like bags. And the thing I'm like, oh my God, I only have 5 of my bags and we're floating. So that thing's, the other 3 bags are probably back in Port Canaveral and I'm headed to Jamaica right now. Like, and it scares but they always show up. They always end up showing up, but it's always like my clothes for dinner the first night. They're in that bag that doesn't show up. So yeah, I've looked really horrible for the first night, but there's always a couple people you can tell like their bag didn't show up because look what they're wearing to dinner tonight. Like, and you know what? If it's you, you're like, you go give that other guy, you give them a high five. You're like, totally. So what I do is like, if I see the other cat that's like going to dinner the first night and like flip flops, I just go give him a high five. I'm like, my bag didn't show up either. Right.
Yeah. You know what? That's good to know because that's how I dress all the time. So I'll just say, oh, my bag got lost.
That's totally what happens. And you're like, oh my gosh, my stuff's back in Port Canaveral. I won't see it till next Monday.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's so bad.
So, yeah, I really want to do a cruise, though.
Oh, me too.
Just the problem is that they're expensive.
Dude, they're way expensive. I know.
Yeah. What is the going rate on that? Because I know it's like everything included.
Yeah, that's how you got to look at it. I mean, it's like a deluxe hotel, even your inside stateroom. It's like deluxe accommodations, entertainment, all your. So it's like having a night. It's like having the deluxe dining plan. It's like having all the snacks. You know, they're gonna.
Right.
It just depends where you're going. Like the cheapest you could do is like a 3-night Bahamas. I don't even know what they're. It just depends what time. If you go like in September, that's the cheapest. I don't even know what the rates are right now, but because it depends when you go.
Okay,
yeah, that's.
Well, there is no cruise now.
Well, you can book them though. You're right, but hey, the CDC said we can get back. First step, we might get back to cruising here someday soon.
Oh, cool!
That was last week.
So when are you allowed to book for them?
All the way through 2022, I think April 2022.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's good.
That's fun.
I didn't know that.
We're not sailing, but we're booking. So what can you do?
No, that's good. But they want to have it booked at least so that when they say let's go, they don't have to worry about booking.
For real.
They got these people.
Yep, people are ready to sail.
And they know it. They know that. See, Disney is, that's the other thing I'm going to mention here tonight. Disney is not stupid.
No.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
They get my money.
Yeah.
They get my money every year.
Yeah. Oh, they get mine every day.
I'm saying.
My friend, we went out today for my birthday for brunch, and my friend gave me a gift card because he knows
that's
Disney.
Dude,
yeah.
My birthday is in 27 days, and I guarantee it'll be a pile of Disney gift cards. So there you go.
And is it 27?
Yeah, it's 27th. It's a Black Friday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Well, at least I know I'll be shopping that day.
Well, virtually, I think. I don't think anybody. But the good news is all the sales have started now. So that's good.
Yeah.
We can shop now.
Yeah.
And I'll
have I've been in the stores already.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't.
New York. Remember that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been to the mall already. And it's like, it's crazy how poor the malls look. But I've been there.
Look at you. I haven't even been to a mall. Look at you.
Yeah.
No. Killing me.
Well, this is New York. You just go with the flow. Right.
No, you worry about the people from New Jersey. That's your biggest fear right now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The gangsters.
That's our worry. Yeah.
All right. I got to roll, Alfred, because we're at the top of the hour. But hey, I'll talk to you
already.
Next Sunday. Yeah, we are. I know. It went quick. So, yeah.
That
so
was quick.
Give me a holler next week and we'll talk some more. But I'm glad we got to share some laughs tonight.
Yeah, that was great.
All right. You take care. Have a good week, man.
I actually haven't been well the past few days, so this was good.
Well, hey, we'll make it happen in
7 days.
And
I appreciate this.
I appreciate it, too. I appreciate each and every time you call. You're a good buddy. You're my friend in New York.
Thank you.
All right, Alfred, have a good week.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, we did a little geography lesson, right? You can't take the teacher out of the classroom, but maybe you can't take the classroom out of the teacher. I don't know how that goes, but it's been fun. And if you're from New Jersey, we're just kidding. I watch Blue Bloods. I've never been to New York or New Jersey. So, you know, I'm sure everybody's fine. And everybody from Missouri is not a farmer. This is how it is. All right. We are going to get out of here. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We sure appreciate it. Don't forget, you can also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. A huge shout out to all of our patrons who are making all of this podcasting possible. I said it earlier in the show. I don't know what I would do without this podcast, without being able to talk Disney 4 times a week with you guys live on Sunday nights as well. This is my passion. This is fun for me. I get to laugh. I get to talk to people from all over the country, all over the world. You guys are amazing. So thank you for continuing to support the show. Patrons out there for really, you know, jumping in and helping us get through this downtick in travel. And everybody for just spreading the word about the podcast and helping us grow our audience. It is sure appreciated. All right, we're going to get out of here. Give the show a follow on Instagram and Twitter. I found this new thing on Instagram called Reels. You got to check it out. It's like TikTok, but I'm a 46-year-old dude, so they're not real good, but they're kind of funny. So just go over to Instagram at BRGuestMike, of course, Twitter at BRGuestMike, and follow us on Facebook and YouTube. Subscribe so you know anytime we go live. Of course, we do record live on Monday nights, so if you're watching live, that'll be tomorrow night around 5:45 Eastern. We record the Wednesday and Friday shows, and you can be a part of the fun and join us live as we kind of get the behind-the-scenes stuff going on there as well. All right, we're going to get out of here and wish you a great Sunday night for all of our friends watching live, a great Thursday to all of our friends catching the show on the feed. Thank you for being a part of the Be Our Guest podcast family. Can't thank you enough for that. So everybody stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.